Hello and welcome to Fat Chat, the podcast that has mastered the Lilo Mount.
I'm Hayley from Curves and Curls. And to be honest, I'm here in Turkey for the Icy Aircon, Turkish bars and lots of swimming in the Aegean Sea.
And I'm George from Full of Figure, Full of Burst. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. I will look at you with disdain if you only bring hand luggage on this holiday, our Turkish retreat.
We don't have Rivki with us this weekend because Riv has done the smart thing. She's not come along with us to Fruit Loops. She's actually taking a pretty much tech-free couple of weeks, which is amazing. With her boyfriend, they are doing sort of staycationing in the UK. So, sorry, you've only got us two twats this week. It's definitely, it's episode two of Twat Chats.
So true. And don't forget, if you want even more Fat Chat, we are on Patreon. We have more content. We've got loads of exciting things on there, extra episodes and videos and things like that. So don't forget to check us out. It is in the episode notes, or just search for Fat Chat over on Patreon. And of course, we're on the social medias, of course. That's why we're here.
We're on the social medias.
We are at Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And we, of course, have the incredible Fat Chat community that is a gorgeous secret private group on Facebook as well.
As you may have gathered, we are coming to you live from Turkey. Mm-hmm. We are in Bodrum, which is on the southern coast of Turkey.
You could tell me we're in Australia and I'd be like, sure, I get it.
Sure, the accents are a little different, but okay.
My knowledge of geography does not extend beyond knowing that I live in the south of England, really. And that's about it.
George and I haven't been back in Turkey for a year.
And
when we got off the plane, she said to me, how do you say hello again? And I said, mahaba. And then as we got off the plane, the little guy standing there said, mahaba. So at least that, you know, we knew I was correct. So, George, can you tell everyone kind of what we're doing out here?
Fuck, I don't know.
Amen. Ain't that
the truth?
We
are terrorizing the locals with our driving.
And our bodies.
We are terrorizing the locals with our bodies around the pool and our bastardization of the Turkish language. We are also terrorizing the locals with that. No. So we are out here for our, Hayley, I counted it, 10th.
Are you serious?
As your body confidence retreat.
Oh my
God. Our first year we did one. The next year we did three. We ramped it up and did five last year.
Fuck
we would
me.
Have been doing four this year.
George can count.
I can count. I mean, guys, this was the second take, so let's not be hasty.
Also, she is now onto her toes, so.
That's just something for the Patreon. we're out here for our 10th body confidence big sister retreat. We've got so many names for it because, you know, we just, it's sort of what we do is, can't really label it. What we try and provide is basically an experience for like-minded women and female identifying people who want to come out here and basically have a holiday with like-minded people.
Yeah, so basically four summers ago now, George, mm-hmm. You were saying, like, we came out here for the first time all the way back in 2017, and what had actually happened was I was contacted by the owner of this lovely little hotel, which is also a wellness retreat. And she asked if we'd like to do a retreat aimed at plus size women. She asked me if I'd like to do this. And I was like, I'd love to do that. I cannot do it on my own. What other strange human could mm-hmm. I possibly rope in to do this with me? Mm-hmm. And I had the chat to George. And actually what we did was...
Did you ask me who you could bring?
Yeah. I was like, George, do you know anyone? And she was like, no one who would volunteer to spend a week with you. And I was like, oh, okay, what about you? And she was like, is it a free holiday? And I said, yes. And here we are. And so we sat down and we were like, if we were going to do something like that, we didn't want it to be fat camp. We didn't want it to be diet related. We didn't want it to be people like trying to break out to get a fucking chocolate bar. The whole thing we wanted was for it to be like this amazing, safe, incredible body positive space. And that's not always what you find at wellness mm-hmm. centers and yoga retreats. And the amazing thing was that the owner who'd contacted us was just on the same page. She was like, you tell me what you think this should be and what it should look like. And so it was incredible because with very little experience, we were allowed to design something from the ground up,
mm-hmm.
and that's been the most incredible, incredible thing for us to do. What do we get up to while we're here for a week? I mean,
the reason it's called a wellness retreat here is you can practice yoga here. So our girls do yoga because yoga is such a great activity. It is for any body, any size. There is something you can do that is to do with breathing and stretching and all the other amazing things that you do during yoga. It's also booze free. We do go out and have a drink, don't you worry, but no alcohol. It's a dry on retreat, the premises. Yeah. And it's also a vegetarian retreat, which doesn't mean hardcore healthy food, just in line with the like sort of how yoga is. It just, there's a do no harm element to that. So yeah, so that's the kind of wellness bit of it. But don't worry, there are definitely, there's chocolate, there's crisps, there's fizzy drinks that we buy from the shops and have here. We do go out, we do all sorts of awful and debauched things. But also the main aim of us being here is that we bring women together who want to have a bit more of a respectful relationship with their bodies, the language they use. Maybe they've not really been in a bikini around people. Maybe they've felt a bit too self-conscious to be in bikinis with their friends who maybe are slimmer or other people in other situations. This is a boutique hotel. The only people who will be here are people on our retreats. We don't judge people. We don't talk about our bodies negatively. We don't talk about other people's bodies negatively. And they just come here and they get immersed in this sort of amazing, positive, uplifting space where we are very frank about our bodies. How we speak on this podcast about ourselves, we're very frank. We know we take up size.
I mean, the way we talk is basically how we talk on Fat Chat. Like, it is very much that. And so that was what we were wanting it to be about, wasn't it? There's this amazing wellness element, which is actually just spending some time respecting and spending time with your body, whether it be through moving, whether that's swimming or through the yoga.
Resting, taking your own time. Completely. Having chats with other people. Like also, going swimming in the sea.
One of the reasons we felt this might work is because I think there's this assumption, firstly, just because you're partnered with someone or something, you'll want the same sort of holidays. That's so not the case necessarily. Secondly, sometimes if you're single, you get to a certain age and all your mates have got partners and they only want to go on holiday with their partners. And then you're kind of like, well, who am I going to go? I don't really want to go on holiday with you and your fucking snot-nosed kids. Mm-hmm. Instead, I actually just would like to spend some time with, you know, with other people who have the same ideas. And also, in some ways, it's a really safe way to do like a solo traveling for the first mm-hmm. time, because you know that you're going to have people that you can hang out with, but you're also not beholden to anyone. Mm-hmm. So like one of the things, we actually really encourage people to come by themselves, because when you do, you get to like just be whoever you are right now rather than someone else's expectations of you. Mm-hmm. So when the women who we've had on our retreats arrive, they don't walk in with anything that they don't want to bring, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing. And I think that creates the space where there can be so much change in such a short period of time, right? Like, mm-hmm. yeah. We are going to be doing loads over on Extra Slice over the next couple of weeks. So we are going to talk you through the itinerary of what our retreats look like, just because we think it's really fun. And we're also going to be doing, I think, a Cribs style video where we show you exactly what Azure looks like, so you can get a sense of where we are this week. And where we are is pretty fucking awesome. So yeah, if you haven't already, now would be a great time to join the Patreon. You can check out the link in our episode notes, or you can just search Fat Chat on Patreon.
Hayley, let's cast yes. our minds back through the mists of time to what it was like in 2017.
Oh, God.
When we first came here, neither of us had you been to Turkey before? I don't think you had.
No, I hadn't. I'd been to Greece, as we both know, that's a completely different thing and not remotely comparable.
Very
it?
Different, very different. Wouldn't even say they're sorry, the same category. We'd never been to Turkey before. We didn't massively know what to expect. Do you remember? Do you remember what it was like when we first came here?
So, like, I was contacted by the owner of this hotel, who I think had pretty much typed Curves into Facebook and found my account. And basically she was like, I'd love you to come out and run a retreat at this place. And the more we emailed back and forth, the more I was like, this is way too good to be mm-hmm. true. It cannot possibly be that somebody has come across me and decided that I should run a holiday
this
for
is
people.
The new Nigerian prince scam. Yeah,
that's legit what I thought. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
Turkish princess.
I think I was I try to be polite. So even when people email me and I'm like, this is ridiculous, I always go back and just be like, no, thank you, it's not for me. Or say something like, okay, well, if you could send me more details. And half the time they like either send you back asking for your bank details or say to you like, yeah, if you'd like to invest in my new company, some like horse shit like that. Or they want you to do something for free. So I took it with like a really large pinch of salt, but I started talking to George about it. But I think one of the like prerequisites of owning a yoga retreat is that you are quite a chilled person when it comes to details and arrangements. So when we were like getting ready to come out here the first time, we didn't think this was going to happen necessarily. Like it took us quite a while to get things together. Obviously, summer's always busy time for everybody. So we were trying to sort out like schedules, weren't we? So we ended up
Like a 6-week lead up time as well before the first one.
Yeah. So we didn't really know what we were doing. We kept the advertising quite low because we were like, we don't know how to deal with that many guests, right?
We don't know the area. We don't know Turkey.
You fuck all. I mean, we still know fuck all, but yeah. You know, we know slightly more than fuck all now. It was going ahead. We had 3 beautiful, lovely, wonderful guests that were coming.
And the owner was absolutely stoked with that, wasn't she? Like, yeah. She was really pleased with that. So we were like, okay, this feels good.
She was like, you know, this is the first time. This is your first year. None of us, like, she'd only recently taken over the hotel. No one knew what they were doing.
Really, it was in September, so it was almost out of season at that point. Yeah. So, you know, didn't really matter.
It was after summer holidays, like school holidays, wasn't it?
And I think at that time there were other guests here during that week because it was just a sort of trial week. So
yeah, at the beginning, weren't they? Anyway, so George and I, we've looked into it. We'd looked into Turkey as a destination and we were like, it feels like safe and comfortable. We were happy with where we were flying, all of that stuff. But I think there was like this seed of doubt in our mind that was just like, this is way too good to be true that we're going out for a week to just have a holiday and be nice to people, which is quite tough for us. But, you know, so when we landed, I think, but neither of us really said it, but I think we were both like, what if this is too good to be true? But we're
what
optimists.
If I want my organs?
So what happened when we landed?
The owner couldn't manage to get us direct flight, so we went via Istanbul and then flew from Istanbul to Bodrum, which is the nearest airport to where we are. So we're there waiting at the terminal. We're there for 10, 15 minutes, half an hour. We're looking desperately at all the taxi driver signs.
Also, maybe this is embarrassing, but we both came and we hadn't written down the phone number of the hotel. We didn't have data. We didn't know who to call. Like, that sounds so stupid in hindsight. I want to smack myself. But I don't know.
I think when
the flights
came through and it all felt real, we were like, great, it's all going ahead. It all feels organized. We're there. We're there for an hour and a half. We are just at that point starting to freak out. We're like, maybe I tried to buy data. You maybe tried to buy data 4 years ago. It wasn't as easy. Now my phone's always like, do you want to buy data? Buy some data. Buy some data. We then were confronted with a very grumpy, non-English speaking, and obviously we don't have Turkish, taxi driver with a placard with Hali Stew and Georgia Hon on his like... which are our names, in case you didn't know, on his piece of paper. He was saying something to us in Turkish, and then he was pointing and pointing. He got us in the taxi, and as he was pointing, we realised he had been waiting at the international airport arrivals, and we'd come in through domestic, because we'd come through Istanbul, and obviously the owner of the hotel had said, oh, the girls are coming from London.
Also, but as stressed out and irritated as we were, so fucking was he, because he was like, I've literally been waiting for you for 90 minutes. I know the plane landed, where have you arseholes been? Oh my God.
And then, so we're in this taxi and we're like, okay, we're in the taxi. This is good. This is good. We're driving along. It's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15, 20. We're like, oh, we must be there.
We
is
keep
that
driving.
It?
Yeah. Every time we go past a hotel, we're like, could this
is
be it? Could that be it?
Is that the hotel?
You know, when you're like far enough that you can't see the name. Oh my God.
We keep going. So having done this drive the other day, because we actually hired a car this year, you know, you're on the freeway, highway, motorway for like 45 minutes. And then you turn into really remote looking, no road markings, dogs
it's
in the
in
road.
A small town.
Yeah.
I mean,
like,
it's not a big town.
It's not in a bad way. It's just more
it's
village
just
than
town
here.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh my God, where are we? He must be so angry with us.
Also, I was like, we're definitely gonna wake up in like a bath of ice. I mean, it's gonna happen.
He can't take us both, right?
Also, George and I are always like, if we're together, our odds are pretty good.
Let's draw straws.
He's a brave man.
The guests had actually already arrived before, so we knew they would be there. I think one of us had told us before arriving, oh, we will wait up for you, you're arriving this time. Bear in mind, when we're arriving, we're nearly 2 hours late. Everyone has been waiting.
Also, we have been traveling at this point for like the best part of 12 hours because we came via Istanbul and we live in London. So, you know, it takes you an hour just to get to the airport and then another 2 hours just to fucking get on the flight. We looked like absolute shit. Not quite like what we usually look like on Instagram. George was in activewear. I was in like
some... I smelled like crotch suit.
Yeah, some fucking smock. Neither of us had any makeup on. I think we both probably smelled quite a lot. A lot... Some of it just from like pure adrenaline and fear that we were going to end up being, you know, harvested for organs. And these girls, they looked gorgeous. They were well rested because they'd been there a night. They were in their maxi dresses. They had their makeup on. And I think we came in looking like fucking bags of shit.
But they're all so tired because it was actually really late when we got there. We are also so hungry. So as much as we were so excited to see them, we were like, please, we just need some food. Like,
and we just need to go to bed. We need tomorrow some food. And we also, can be nice.
Yeah, we almost didn't. We were almost like, oh, like we can't make nice because we were just, we were done with each other. We were done in the taxi. We then managed to like run to the local shop and get the weirdest dinner of triangles of cheese, some unidentified meat, some crisps, a bit of chocolate, some soft drinks, and chow that down while the girls were like so excitedly telling us about the retreat.
It was a terrible and inauspicious start in many ways. However, it was the most incredible way to learn how to do this retreat. We had three amazing guests. We got to experience everything for the first time in a small group, which was so good. We got to learn the local area. We got to learn our very tiny bits of Turkish. And we just got to like figure out what it was we wanted these retreats to be in the future with guests that were kind of like along with us just for the ride, which was so, so lovely. I don't think either of us really realized what it would be.
How slash things could only get better, right? Like, really? Yeah, it's just turned into this, like, the OG squishterhood, hasn't it?
Oh my God, completely. This is kind of when we started to realize the power of bringing women together in a positive space where they talk positively about themselves and each other. We started to realize that there is just unlimited power in that. And it is something that, like, continues to grow outside of anything we do. And so one of the things we've realized throughout this thing is that George and I don't make any of the magic happen. We ask people to come to a place and we sort of lead by example where we can, but actually it's everybody else and what they're saying to each other and what they're doing and what they've decided to wear.
We provide the hat, but they pull the rabbit out.
I love that. That's amazing. Thanks. I thought you were going to say we provide the vag, but they pull the rabbit out.
We provide the 18 to 30s holiday, but we're talking size, not age.
Except we have had the biggest range of sizes.
And ages. Bigger than that. Sizes and ages. Like, I want to say, like, our smallest girl who's been here is probably about size six to eight, and then, you know, every plus size. And then, like, all sorts of ages, early 20s to well into their 60s, some of the women who've come. The variety of women.
There's no, like, time limit on who needs
this. There's no time or size limit. And do you know what? People's confidence issues can happen at any size, any age. And sometimes the most confident women are the ones that stereotypically in society are the ones that are often told, why do you have confidence? You shouldn't be. And like some of the slimmer girls have been the ones who've so needed this and been like, there's no space for me because confidence is so usually seen to be had by someone my size. I needed to come on a retreat like this where everyone just lets go and doesn't bitch and is kind about themselves.
Yeah, and I think we've also spoken before. I think sometimes people are like, they're not fat and they don't need this or they don't have to do that, whatever. And I think for us, we've always taken the view that actually the more allies that we have and the more people that we have talking and understanding things in the same way, the better. And that this lesson is not just for you if you're over a size 18 or over a size 24. It is universal. And this whole week is about yourself. It's about being selfish in the way that you do what you need and you take what you need. But it's also about being part of something bigger. And sometimes it's quite hard when people are in your day-to-day life. And I think sometimes like the real power is like coming here and not talking about the drama you're having at work or not talking about the issues you're having with your sister, but actually just being yourself for a while without any of that baggage. And how often do you get the chance to like dedicatedly work on your body, dedicatedly work on your relationship with your body? And that's what being in a zero is for me as well.
We almost had to watch our language a bit in the beginning, because it comes so naturally to self-deprecate, and when people compliment you, to put yourself down and to be like,
I feel really like this today, but now
it comes very naturally to us, and then being around the other girls and we speak like that to them, and then it reflects back to us. It's like, this is how we want to be talking, because they are responding well, and now we know that this is the nicest way to be talking about our bodies. The girls are here. Some of them are really confident and want photos taken in bikinis.
Oh, some of them are like way ahead of us in their body confidence game, and others of them are just starting.
And then they're just the ways that we see how they really want to have photos taken in their swimwear. They want to take photos of each other. They want to show off purchases that they bought in the shop, where they've maybe bought something a bit different or more revealing or whatever. Like, we go on nights out and they're all dancing and feeling good. They're not feeling self-conscious. Like, my goodness, tell the story of Lauren.
Oh my God. So shout out to our beautiful Lauren. Lauren... on last year's retreat, we went out. I think I've told you guys, I've definitely put the video up on our Instagram of the most feral night out ever with these girls, where we all end up getting tattoos. But Lauren did the sexiest striptease to Pour Some Sugar on Me, standing on a platform with a pole in the middle of this little town in Turkey. We're going to post the picture of what Lauren was wearing that night, because she looked fucking fierce.
Co-ord.
She was wearing this co-ord, this like paisley co-ord. It was like trousers and a top, but she had a matching bikini top underneath, and she stripped down to that bikini top. She also then got two of the girls to pour two jugs of water over her. It was exactly, it was like plus size Coyote Ugly. It was so fucking hot. All of us were like, how is she this sexy? How is any woman this sexy? It was so well received that other punters from the bar started coming up. We were putting like 10 and 20 liras notes in her bikini top. Next minute, like, some random woman from the bar comes along and sticks like $2 in there.
She made money that night. Like, basically, she's only here to be our cash cow, quite literally.
Oh my,
like,
God,
She's getting the drinks in. I mean, the way the girls get so close and comfortable with each other so quickly is so incredible. Like, it is amazing seeing how that is. One retreat, I do recall, one girl had a very...
Are you going to tell the story?
I have to, Hayley.
Oh my God.
Please let me tell.
I mean...
She knew which story it was going to be.
Joe, please just like put in a call to the lawyers.
Put in a content warning. One of the girls had a very unfortunately placed ingrown pubic hair that she couldn't quite reach.
I mean, how unfortunately can it be placed if it's an ingrown pubic hair?
I mean, and some of them you can access. This one I think was under... You know, in the undercarriage.
I'm sorry to say, I know where it was.
Oh.
Remember?
You walked in.
Carry on.
So she had a very unfortunately placed ingrown hair. They can be quite uncomfortable. You need to almost like pop them like a spot and get the hair out. So one of the girls offered to like help her. She was like, I love squeezing spots. I'll do it.
And she was like, I can't get to it. Like, I don't know what to do. It's really uncomfortable. She was like, babe, I've got you.
Yeah. Next thing, we all just hear a scream and loads of laughter coming from that room. Hayley walked in.
I didn't know what they were doing. In my defense, I was not going in there for an eyeful. I literally was like, why are they screaming? So I walked in to find...
Patient one.
Yeah, exactly.
And
like,
pimple popper.
Like Bopo Babe A, like a spread eagle on the bed, and Bopo Babe B cowering back against the wall.
Like,
why was she, why?
Forehead, wasn't she?
Yeah, because as she'd popped it, it had squirted her in the face.
And like the whole trip, it was like Lady Macbeth. She just kept rubbing her forehead. Yeah. She kept washing her forehead.
She was antibacterialing like it was COVID before there was COVID.
And that's how COVID started.
And this, yeah. And yeah, it was, it wasn't the bat.
It was a twat.
It was a twat. I feel like it's like boarding school, holiday camp,
baptism,
first week of uni level.
Fire.
Yeah, like levels of closeness that we have here. There is so much laughter. Like, there's always fucking hilarity, but there's also this balance. There's like always tears as well. Like, as people just unburden a bit. Mm-hmm. And like, I feel like we're being really evangelical, but that's because I honestly think this is
we're
like,
fucking great at this.
Yeah. It's because it's just been such a great experience.
No,
I absolutely have loved every single one of them. And I think you wouldn't come back and basically do Groundhog Day 10 times if it wasn't that actually it's not Groundhog Day, because each group just makes it completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And I will never get tired of like watching people like grow in that mm-hmm. way. And that sounds so fucking Oprah, but it's true.
They're my favourite hogs, for sure.
I love those hogs. In some ways, I feel like Azure was a precursor for some of what we've done with Fat Chat.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, when you think that the last time we were here in Turkey, I remember when we were flying back from Turkey this time last year, we were about to go into the studio to record our first episodes of Fat Chat. We were about to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't recorded any yet, but we were thinking about what that was going to look like.
We'd done all of the like pilot runs.
Yeah, we'd done like all the like trials.
And we told all the girls at the retreat like very excitedly, like, guess what we're doing? Guess what we're doing when we get home?
But we started to think about what we were building at Azure and how we wanted the podcast to be like the next phase of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we wanted it to be a similar extension of community, but it didn't mean that every single person had to have come on the retreat to get that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was how we foresaw the podcast. And a big part of that was we were like, how do we create this community online as well?
Mm-hmm.
And this is when George said to me, like, what if we had a group that first it was just going to be for our followers? And then we were like, what if it was like linked to the podcast? And that's where the Fat Chat community group came from, isn't it?
We just thought, like, we've seen the change it's made. By the end of last year, Laura had come 4 times, Suze had come 3 times, and then a lot of the girls had come twice with plans to come again this year. We'd seen the change it had made in people. We'd seen the friendships that had been forged, the WhatsApp groups that never stopped going off because they love chatting, the girls who've got like other amazing relationships. We've got girls who live together, who've flown to other countries to see each other. Like, we'd seen the power of what this retreat could do.
And also
this
people who
has
like
legs.
Don't necessarily like, they're still friendly with the other girls, but they've just gone on to do things that they say they wouldn't have done
mm-hmm.
because, and again, like George is like, we are amazing at doing this, but it's not mm-hmm. just that. It's because they actually took the time for themselves. They chose it. They said that they wanted to change the way that they felt about their bodies.
Almost like a cult or a religion, but like,
yeah, but
don't
like a
worry.
Good one.
Like,
I mean, they all
yeah.
start off good, but I've
yeah.
always wanted to be a cult leader.
Yeah.
You know, when you do those questionnaires when you're a kid for what you should be,
mm-hmm.
they
you
told
say cult leader.
Yeah. And they said, have like, get a temple on the mount.
Shit.
Yeah, I mean, this
mine
is
said
not
marketing and PR.
Same.
Shit.
I mean, this isn't a temple on the mount, but
no.
you know,
on the
it's
mount,
a temple on the
on the pubic mount.
It's a temple on the sea.
I mean, a dimple on the sea.
I don't even know where we're going. Guys, just so you know,
we're jet lagged.
It is 10 past 11 at night here in Turkey. George and I
we're trapped in a room with Hayley's farts and burps.
Yeah. George hasn't had the aircon on in here long enough, so we're starting to go off.
And we've had a lot of like delicious pickle and cheese and crisps and dips
and
before doing
this. And we also
this.
Spent a good 2 hours on the road today driving around in a country where road rules are pretty much just suggestions.
Mm-hmm. And if you can put 4 cars in that lane that's only meant for 2,
fucking do it.
Mount the pavement and fucking do it, babe. Okay. So we're running on to similar adrenaline to the first year, but yeah, like, let's rein it back, guys. Let's rein it back. You're getting true blue Hayley and George with this Jesus one, which we hope you want, because this is what you'd get if you were here.
Yeah, and wait until you're the fucking extra slice, mate. Like, good luck. Where to from here, George? What do you think? What are we doing next?
I mean, what we really want is to just carry on with this cult vibe. But what we want to be spreading what we do, which is trying to be kinder about our bodies, trying to unlearn diet culture, trying to unlearn like the way that we tear ourselves apart and like put other women either on pedestals or tear them down in order to make ourselves feel good. Trying to say, wear the swimwear, jump off the boat, do the yoga lesson, buy that thing that you never thought you'd wear.
Trying to focus on sisterhood and squishterhood and the
idea
that
kind.
the idea that friendships can be some of the most rewarding relationships in your life, and that you can learn so much from like other people, other women, other people's experiences. That is so much about it. We want to touch more people.
We want to touch more people post-COVID especially.
We want to touch you. Like, we want to, you?
We
that's who we want
you.
To touch.
Hey, look at your phone. Look at your phone. Look me in the eye.
You.
But like genuinely, we have done things other than the retreat. We gave a talk at the Incredible Anti-Diet Riot, and there's like other little things that we do want to do and go on to do.
We've been talking about doing shoot days, which will be like body positive, body confidence shoot days.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about doing something similar to this, but that's perhaps like shorter form in the UK.
Like workshops or chats or calls or just something where we can like spread that vibe and like just hopefully like keep the message going.
Also for us, like this year is weird. It's been weird for everybody. We didn't even know if we'd get to Turkey. We're so glad we have.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know what the future holds. We don't know what's going to be happening next year. A lot of you message us every time we talk about Azir and talk about our body confidence retreats and say, we want to come. And oh my God, we would have all of you if we could. But at the moment, we just don't know what's going to happen next year. So as far as what happens with Azir, we have decided that we're going to hold off making any decisions until 2021. Then we'll be that much closer to know what this retreat could look like in the new year.
Or you know, there's some things we haven't quite been able to do this year in terms of like, for example, the lovely, gorgeous lady Dasha who teaches belly dancing hasn't actually been able to come back to Turkey because she's not from here. So little things like that, like the program looked slightly different, so we want to know exactly what we're providing for
and also
next
we
year.
Had a lot of cancellations. We had to cancel a lot of times this year, so for me and George it's also just deciding what works best. So if you are interested in the retreat, the best thing you can do is send an email to the Azure Wellness Retreat address, which is info@azurewellnessretreat.com.
We'll be linking the retreats page on we'll the Instagram. They've got the email button.
So if you ask to be put on the waiting list, and from there we will be in contact with like whatever's happening next. But if you sign up to that, you'll be the first one to know. We will say definitely for the next week, follow our Instagram stories at curvesandcurlsuk,
at full of figure, full of bust.
Listen to the Extra Slice. We're going to be taking you through what a week at Azure is like, taking you through our itinerary mm-hmm. and what we get up to, mm-hmm. as well as hopefully doing a little bit of a tour mm-hmm. of the grounds.
Yeah, and a few more little anecdotes. And you know how, if you don't know, if you're not on the Patreon, things over there are a little more casual. Yeah,
even like, more even casual more than today.
Than this, but. You know, we go a little like, a little more off the beaten track. So like it's a bit more of a friendly informal chat than this already is. So yeah, hopefully we've got some stuff for you guys over there.
I wanted to do a big shout out to our patrons. They honestly are so incredible with supporting us every month. We will have so much exciting content for you guys this mm-hmm. month, so definitely make sure that you are tuned in and you're getting those notifications.
This has been a Secret Recordings podcast, and we've got new episodes every Tuesday. And of course, follow us over on social media at Fat Chat Pod.
We've had something really weird happen lately, guys, where actually this video that George posted was flagged for being inappropriate content. Instagram hasn't met George. This is not inappropriate.
I was basically dancing around in underwear just being silly. I mean, you couldn't even see a butt cheek, which was quite sad for me. But
which is unusual.
Instagram didn't
so
like it.
If you are following us, if you aren't yet, please get over there. Please like and comment on as much as you can, because we are having fucking issues with Instagram as mm-hmm. per usual. Remember to subscribe wherever you're listening. And if you're on Apple, if you could do us a huge favor, just tap that 5 stars and leave us a review. We absolutely love getting them.
We had a gorgeous review come in from PandaSocks1999.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
So cute. Saying, best podcast ever. I can't rate it enough. My husband has even started listening to it with me. It makes me feel so seen in my plus size body, as I really only know one other plus size babe. It's a game changer. Thanks, ladies.
And a big shout out to Weiru, who said it was cringeworthy rubbish and they couldn't even make it through one episode. Thank you.
Thank you for your one star. Better
yeah.
than nothing.
I mean, I don't think you can give 0, actually. But thank you for keeping us humble. See you next Tuesday.